And after that came silence. 13. Patrick sat where he was at the base of the pyramid, shivering, until Old Star and Old Mother rose in the sky. The song of the roses and the tower hadn't ceased, but it had grown low and sleepy, little more than a murmur. At last he went back to the road, gathered as many whole cans as he could. There was a surprising number of them, considering the force of the explosion that had demolished the cart, and found a deerskin sack that would hold them. He realized he had forgotten his pencil and went back to get it. Beside the pencil, gleaming in the starlight, was Roland's watch. The boy took it with a small and nervous hoot of glee. He put it in his pocket. Then he went back to the road and slung his little sack of gunna over his shoulder. I can tell you that he walked until nearly midnight, and that he looked at the watch before taking his rest. I can tell you that the watch had stopped completely. I can tell you that come noon of the following day, he looked at it again and saw that it had begun to run in the correct direction once more, albeit very slowly. But of Patrick, I can tell you no more. Not whether he made it back to the Federal, not whether he found Stuttering Bill that was, not whether he eventually came once more to America's side. I can tell you none of these things, say sorry. Here, the darkness hides him from my storyteller's eye, and he must go on alone. Susanna in New York. Epilogue. No one takes alarm as the little electric cart slides out of nowhere an inch at a time until it's wholly here in Central Park.